Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We've come to November, the month that we as a nation begin to focus our attention towards Thanksgiving. And, you know, a lot of folks will do the November challenge where every day you think of something that you're thankful for. You rather put it in a journal. Some people do it on Facebook, what have you. But every day, find something that you're thankful for. And I read this passage of Scripture, and I got to thinking about in the first verse there, Paul writing to the Philippians there, and you see his you can just see the way he's written that, his love for his fellow laborers. And you know, I feel that way about my church family, about not just my church family here at Beaver Lake, but all those that I've known, some of them from Big Bone, 10 Mile, from other churches that I never was a member of, just my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, those fellow laborers. And I've got a longing to be with those kind of people, don't you? But as I think about all of this, he talks about that we should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, verse 4. But I want us to get and just look real quickly at verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, listen to this, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So even tonight when we thought about some of those folks that were hurting, that needed special prayer to be put on a prayer list for other folks to be praying, listen, even as we're doing that, we ought to be doing it with thanksgiving. And just stop and think about it. If you can't put anything else into mind, think about this one thing. Our Lord, the Creator of the universe, wants us to bring our hurts, our heartaches, our prayer requests for other folks. He wants us to bring them to Him. Just stop and think about that. Listen, as a good friend of mine, Brother Gary Easton, a lot of times would say he's thankful for the privilege of prayer. And folks, just stop and think about that. We can approach the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of everything. We can approach Him with what little things are bothering us. That's pretty amazing. Now, if I've got an ingrown toenail, and I decide, hey, President Trump, would you listen to me a little bit? I need to complain. I've got this ingrown toenail, and it's really bothering me. You think he's got time for that? He ain't got time for that. But you know what? God does. He has the time for that. And so if we would just stop and think about who our God is, folks, and then begin doing what verse 8 says, to think about these different things, things that are honest, things that are just, pure, lovely, things that are good report, if there's any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So put our focus and our attention on, I mean, when you stop and think, where do those things come from? Where do the honest things come from and the just things and the lovely things? They come from God. So when we think on those things, we're thinking about our Creator. We're thinking about our Savior. We're thinking about the one who can make a difference. So when you think on those things, folks, man, I think you'll see life in a totally different light. And again, I've got to go back because it's one of my favorite verses of Scripture, verse 7. It says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Stop and think about that. The peace that passes all understanding. So when you're brokenhearted, when you're struggling, when you're going through some health issues, you can still have a peace that passes all. How can you have peace during that time? Because it comes from God. And look what that peace that passes all understanding does. Look what it does in verse 7. Shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. We worry a lot more than we should. And we really don't have no need to worry, do we? Because Jesus said he would take care of us. But folks, listen, as I'm just going to just a couple more words here and I'm done. As I look through these nine verses of Scripture, the thing that I see that we need to get out of this more than anything else, folks, I believe, is we need to rejoice in the Lord. So as we begin this Thanksgiving season, yes, we can harp and complain and whine about the things that ain't going right, but isn't it so much better to think on the good things, to think on all that God has done for us? So I want to challenge you as we go through this month of November. It should be something that we do every day as Christians, but especially this time of year, start thinking about the different things. Count your many blessings, as the song says. Begin counting your blessings, all that God has done for you. I was coming into the church here, and Kenny was up here on the front, and he was singing a song out of the hymn book. I said, we going to sing that tonight? And, of course, it ain't even his turn, Steve's turn. And he said, no, because it's not in our hymn book. It's in the old hymn book. And that was Dwelling in Beulah Land. What a great song that is. But I got to thinking about it. You know, here's somebody that worked all day, probably went home, and Sue probably gave him more things to do. Or, as he said, he probably could have taken a nap, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, here's a man that just got off to himself, loves the Lord, wanted to sing some songs to him. So find a song that you like. Maybe it's Dwelling in Beulah Land. My favorite song that I'm kind of disappointed y'all didn't sing on Sunday, but I'll get over it. Victory in Jesus. Man, that's a great song. Sing that song. Or sing the song that we sang tonight, One Day, or Glorious Day, whatever the title really is. I don't know. It says One Day. But stop and think about that song. That tells the whole gospel count, doesn't it? And just find you a song and sing that song and focus on the good things of our God. Don't listen to the news or you're going to be getting down pretty quick. All right, so let's focus on the Lord. Father, as we come to you tonight, we just want to thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord. Most of all, I thank you for Jesus. So, Father, as we come together as a church family to conduct your business and, Lord, give reports and things of that nature, Lord, I pray that you would help us to stay focused on your goodness to us. And, Lord, as we read the treasury, we're going to see how that you've blessed us, Lord. And as we give other reports, Lord, it's your goodness, and we've got so much to be thankful for. So help us daily to think of all that you've done for us. Help us to never forget the price that Jesus paid that we might have eternal life. Help us to remember the peace and the joy that we have because of what Christ has done in our lives. Help us to remember that you have placed us in this church family. And Father, just help us to just share that love, that goodness with other people. Lord, I pray that we would be a church that would truly be a lighthouse in this community, that we can be the salt in this community, that we can add flavor, that we can preserve. And Lord, we know we can't do that in and of ourselves. It's because of Jesus Christ. So Lord, help us to be your servants. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for all that you do in our lives. These things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight is business meeting, so let us consider our